Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. And I'm so happy to be here with you today, and I'm happy to be here with Benny as well. Hello, Benny. How are you doing?
Doing really well. I'm so excited. It's Friday. It's beautiful out here in Seattle. I can't wait to leave, to be honest.
Yes. Well, it is great weather here, and I know we did the same little happy dance last week. The weather's going to shift a bit, but, you know, we've had quite the gift, and we always need to say thank you for those gifts.
You have so much power, Christine. I think you'll make it hold for the rest of us.
Well, be delusional, if you will. Yeah. That's okay, Benny.
All right.
You know, I'm so excited about my guest today because he is approaching things from the scientific realm, from the psychological realm, from the spiritual realm. And you guys know me, the former research statistician turned energy healer. I love somebody who is basically multidimensional and looking at things from all these different aspects of our humanness and our spirituality. And he is talking about belief. Now, I think everybody who's listening probably understands that belief is very powerful in our lives. I think by the end of this show, you will recognize it even more deeply, and you'll start to shift your perspective on your own beliefs. Now, for me, you know, my path, my trajectory that took me from statistician to healer was one where I faced cancer, where doctors had nothing to offer me. And I began to research, you know, what can I do? I fell into this abyss and found my way to belief. I found my way to visualization. I found my way to healing using the power of my mind. So I have such great respect for those who are researching this area. Today I have Eldon Taylor on. He's an award-winning New York Times bestselling author. He's written over 300 books and had an audio and video programs. He holds doctorates in both psychology and metaphysics. Oh, my goodness, two of them. He has researched the power of the mind for the past 30 years, and he's the inventor of the patented InnerTalk technology. He's the founder and president of Progressive Awareness Research. He's been featured as an expert in films, print, television, radio. In fact, he has his own radio show called Provocative Enlightenment on Hay House Radio. He has been called a master of the mind and has appeared as an expert witness on both hypnosis and subliminal communication cases. He's the author of his latest book, I Believe, When What You Believe Matters. I'd like to welcome Dr. Eldon Taylor. Eldon, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's indeed my pleasure. And I really appreciate all of your support as we launch the paperback release of I Believe, Christine. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, you're so very welcome. It's an important book. And, you know, there's a great quote early in your book where you say you believe that we have both the prerogative and the obligation to know what we think and why. Why do you think that a person should benefit from examining his or her beliefs?
Oh, you know, that is such a marvelous question, and I'd love to just start right there.
Go for it.
Yeah. You know, here's the bottom line. Most people are not aware that 90% of their decisions are made in the unconscious. This little area of the brain called the nucleus accumbens is deciding for them what they're going to do. Now, how do we know that? Well, you know, back in the 50s, there was a fellow by the name of Benjamin Libet, a good researcher, who looked for cortical-evoked potential, cortical evoked responses, the so-called P300 wave, using simple EEG devices, And he discovered that there was activity in the unconscious that preceded the conscious.
Ah.
Well, now that was really tantalizing, and it triggered a lot of conversations about free will, because if the unconscious was making your decisions, well, then what do we mean by free will?
Yes.
Today, functional magnetic resonance imaging provides the opportunity to watch the brain make decisions lifetime. And this is what we know. Watching brains make decisions. An MRI technician will know what you will decide sometimes as far in advance as 10 seconds before you know what you will decide.
So we're not talking a split second. We're talking 10 seconds?
10 seconds. On average, it is 6 seconds. 6 seconds for the average person, but as much as 10 seconds. And so, you know, here you are. The unconscious has made your choice. The MRI technician knows what you're deciding. He's writing it down. He's 100% right, not 99. He's 100% right, watching the brain. And he knows before you know. Now, that should alarm everyone, because what it means is this old analogy of the biocomputer may be more correct than we have thought. It means that all of this information in the unconscious is being processed, and that information is the calculator, if you will, producing the equation or the probability that leads to the choice you're going to make. And how do we get all that in there? Well, that's a lifetime of imprinting. The word imprinting is, of course, from behavioral science, and it addresses the idea that if we take a duck, a small baby duck, and we raise it in a chicken yard with young chickens, it begins to behave like the chickens.
Right.
It's imprinted by the chickens. Well, you know, we come into the world, and we're really innocent, and we explore everything, you know.
Uh-huh.
We're full of energy, and you know, we study faces, and we might even pick something out of our diaper and taste it.
Right.
Until somebody tells us we shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
What happens is we begin down this path of learning how not to be natural, how not to be ourselves.
Right.
Little Johnny is told, you know, Johnny, you shouldn't show your anger. Anger is not a good emotion.
Oh,
and Johnny, you know, you shouldn't cry. Crying isn't something men do. You don't want to cry, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And oh, Johnny, and it could just as well be about Mary or Martha.
Sure.
We're all told these things, so we begin to hide part of ourselves.
Right.
We begin to take our emotions and our feelings and our spontaneity and stick it in, you know, what Jung called the shadow part of us.
Sure.
We stick it in what Bly called this bag, this invisible bag that becomes a very long bag that we drag along with us, bringing all these feelings. Well, now look, we combine that then with how we find happiness in the world. We are, after all, herd animals, and as herd animals, we seek acceptance. We seek to avoid rejection.
Of course.
Our calculus, you know, the hedonism of pleasure and pain, we seek to maximize our pleasure by finding acceptance, minimize our pain by avoiding rejection.
Mm.
That's a behavioral model for the human being, period.
And when you get right down to it, it's like we want love. And we turn it into somehow getting love conditionally on our behavior and our acceptance of others' beliefs.
You're absolutely right, Christine. We don't only want love, we need love. We are wired for love. I mean, I can remember back in the early 80s when there was a great deal of interest in what was called Touch for Health.
Mm-hmm.
And Primary Children's Hospital in Utah ran a study, and they divided newborn infants, into groups. And one group were actually touched and loved as they were fed. And the other group was fed, you know, and handled rather independent of loving care, of touch.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an enormous difference in their growth, enormous difference in their avoidance of infection, their overall health.
Sure.
We need it. the hard research shows us that a hug for 20 seconds, now that's a key, that isn't one of these cheap 5-second hugs.
Sure.
A 20-second hug turns on endorphins. The brain releases a neurochemical, the endorphin group, and this neurochemical bathes the body with feel good. You know, now look, the body has essentially two budgets analogous to a government. It has one for defense and it has one for growth. We get the feel-good hormones coming on. Everything operates optimally. We have ourselves in stress, suspense, you know, heightened states of arousal, and we're in this anxiety, depression kind of scale. The old fight, flight, well, we're on defense. And that, for all intent and purposes, it refuses to allow us to optimize little things like our ANS, our endocrine, or immune system. In true heightened states or heavy stress, it actually poisons us. We build catecholamines and other chemicals, neurochemicals, that are deleterious to our health. Uh-huh. So the bottom line is, if we look at how we're wired, and most people don't understand this, so if you want, we can do a little fun thing that kind of helps people understand that you're hardwired. Your body is hardwired in ways that affect not just your behavior, but affect your belief system. And people say to me, well, what do you mean by that? I know my body really well. I get up in it every day and I drive it around, you know. I walk and I talk and I move my hands. Well, you know, here, just for fun, everyone in the audience, this is one of my favorite demonstrations, everyone in the audience can pick up their right foot. Is it you too, if you wouldn't mind, Christine?
I've got my right foot up right now.
And I'm joining in too, so.
Okay, now this is everyone that isn't driving. Now move this right foot in a clockwise fashion, okay? Uh-huh. Now while you're moving it in this clockwise fashion, use your right hand to draw a 6 in the air. But your foot went. Now what is this?
I'm feeling kind of silly right now because I can't
do it. You little trickster.
Well, of course you can, you know. And the bottom line is you are hardwired in ways,
right?
Well, that some people will take advantage of because they understand that, but you don't. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't understand your own system. So look, all right, I said you get this hug and these endorphins come on. Do you know that if you write a check to a charity you care for or go to the aid of another human being, the body also gets bathed in endorphins?
Oh, yeah.
You are hardwired to help others,
yes,
to participate. So we have hugging and we have helping. Well, obviously, we're social. That's how we're made.
Right.
We have areas of the brain that if they're stimulated electronically, a low-voltage electricity, you'll have a deep religious experience, okay? Well, did you know this? If you tell a lie, a harmful lie, I'm not talking about, you know...
you don't look fat today, that kind of lie.
Yeah, if you tell a harmful lie, it actually damages your immune system.
Mm.
So, and the research shows that the average person will tell several lies a day. The latest study that I saw, when people were placed in new encounters for 10 minutes, they averaged 3 lies in the 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, think about that. So look, somebody says to me, how important is integrity? You have a chapter on integrity. What has that got to do with belief? Well, how would you like to live long and live healthy? You know, that's what it has to do. That is a part of how you are wired. There's an old song that when I was a young man, was very, very popular. It was called Skip the Rope. And isn't it kind of funny what the children say? That was the lyrics, because children, you know, they always say the kinds of things that they hear or see from their parents. And one of the main choruses illustrates this dissonance that we often see. And that chorus went, you know, cheat on your taxes, but keep the golden rule.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now wait a minute. You know, think about it. How many people believe that the golden rule is something that should be kept, and yet at the same time cheat?
Yes.
Maybe they cheat the government on the taxes, or maybe they tell, you know, lies to their employer. You know, I'm under the weather today. I just can't come in. I'm really sorry, Joe, you know. when you're feeling perfectly fine and you want to indulge in the sunshine because you haven't had. I mean, what I'm saying is all of this hardwiring, all of this enculturation process, the no don'ts that we're told as young people, you know, don't do this, you can't do this, you're too stupid, you'll never amount to anything, you're skinny, you're fat, all of the info that our peers put on us, where we feel embarrassed and we build defense mechanisms to avoid rejection in the future. All of this is in the unconscious, and it's your calculator. So when you say we have both...
Hold on, Eldon, we're going to have to go to break. We're going to continue this fascinating conversation when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch, Director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, Cable Radio Network, WBLQ, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Eldon Taylor, author of I Believe When What You Believe Matters. It's his latest book, and it's about to go into paperback. Is that right?
Yeah, indeed, it is in paperback.
It's in paperback.
Celebrating right now the launch of the paperback version, which is why you have given the wonderful gift that you have provided for people that come after the book, you know. And if people go to my website, eldontaylor.com, click on that banner that shows the book, a picture of the book, I Believe, you can collect all those wonderful gifts. But you have to get the book somewhere else, like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any brick-and-mortar bookstore as well.
Right. And these bonuses you don't want to miss. So I advise you to take this opportunity. It's also a wonderful book. And, you know, we were just talking before the break, first of all, about how we all have this desire to be loved, this need to be loved. And therefore, we sort of translate that into approval and modify our beliefs. And of course, Eldon, you know, our beliefs are created not only by our interactions with others, you know, such as our parents and teachers and peers, but also just through the energetics of it, you know, the belief system of the family, the belief system of the church. And so there we are. And we've got this subconscious mind that's 90% of the time, I think you said, it's making the decision before we actually make the conscious choice. So how do we engage our belief in a way to sort of consciously move towards authenticity?
Well, in my view, the very first thing that you have to do, you know, is recognize that probably you have a lot of false beliefs. I mean, I guarantee you do have. But if you'll just accept it, possibly I do, you know, have a lot of false beliefs. Well, then what you can begin to do is monitor that stream of consciousness. Your stream of consciousness, your self-talk, I think of it as ants. For automatic negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think of, for most people, you know, that information that does the calculation that we were discussing before the break, that gives rise to your choice that you think you're really making, but the subconscious made, that calculation is being made from everything that's back there, all of this information that we discussed. And so what happens is it's a result of something programmers have called G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out.
Now, G-I-G-O, you know, I like that.
You mentioned the church, and you know, we may well get bad information in the church, but I'm really talking about life beliefs. We tend as individuals to segment our beliefs. You know, we put our spiritual beliefs here, we put our political beliefs here, we put our beliefs about business over here.
Right, all the different compartments. Yes.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is our beliefs are like one giant web, and every one of them is connected to all the rest. There is no such thing as an inconsequential belief. And those beliefs have all been built up through the nature of language and through the mediocracy. And I'm going to tell you, the media, every time you see a commercial, it has one giant subliminal message. Remember this, because that giant subliminal message is you're deficient.
Yes.
Or you will become deficient. You know, you need this makeup because you don't have a perfect complexion.
Right.
You need this weight loss program because you're what? Overweight. And the images that are sold us are unreal. We all recognize that.
Sure.
But we all attempt to be them. When we buy a product, we typically buy the image. We don't just buy the product. You know, a case in point of that is if you think about when you're dressed up. Maybe in my case, when I have a suit and a tie on, my demeanor, my manner is different than when I've got my boots and chap on and I'm walking to my horse barn.
Right.
Okay? Well, we change our clothes and our mannerisms change. Our vocabulary changes.
And
why is that? Because we have bought a line of expectation with the product. We didn't just buy the product. You know, as children, we rehearse behavior. You know, young men may stand at my age. They stand in front of the mirror maybe and form a gun with their fingers.
Sure.
Go ahead and make my day.
Right.
You know, we've got our Clint Eastwood sayings.
Sure.
You know, I don't get even, I get evener.
Right.
You know, young women practice as well. I have a friend, a psychologist in Utah, that says he practiced kissing his pillow over 100 times before he kissed his girlfriend for the first time. But as children, we all stand in front of the mirror. We puff up, excuse me, and we practice.
Yes.
Well, this practice behavior isn't, again, who we really are. So here we go into life with all of this, and like I say, again, with our beliefs, like our body, we may think we know everything, but we really don't. And we really have an expectation that's built on what the norm is, what the media has sold us, mm-hmm. with how they've told us we're deficient and what we need to be. And so, well, you spoke about cancer, you know.
Sure.
We've run a good oncology study and discovered some interesting things. But if we just take that little segment, we move over here and we talk about healthcare for a minute, because that, again, is just a segment of belief. We know this, for example, about placebo research. When I went to school, placebos were maybe 20-25% effective. Today, we know that if we give you a plain white pill, it's good for 20-25%. If we mm-hmm. give it to you with the right authority, that's important. You have to understand that an area of the brain, the caudate nucleus, which discriminates for the average person, turns off in the presence of an authority. So if the doctor says, I'm sorry, you're terminal, there's nothing we can do, most people accept that. They fail to discriminate it. It turns, if your clergyman says you're gonna, you know.
All right.
In the presence of an authority, the majority of people, and I say majority, the literature says everyone,
uh-huh.
that part of the brain that discriminates, that makes judgments, turns off. Okay, so back to this placebo research. If given with the right authority, if I put a large letter on that pill, uh-huh. that white pill, it's more powerful. If I make it a capsule, it's even stronger.
Interesting.
If I colorize the capsule and I even know the color to make it, it's even better. You know, if we go to an injection, we can get it up to where it's 75% and 80% effective. That's often as effective as the medication itself. Now, what's going on here? Your expectation, you know, how mm-hmm. hard is it to get? Well, wow, that must be more expensive. Well, and where do we get that? Think of Susan Boyle. UK's Got Talent, I think everybody's seen
sure.
that. This was
sure.
a disheveled housewife. She came out, you know, and she's circa 1950s
right.
Clothing. And you know, the audience, they were jeering. Even the judges were looking at each other, shaking their head, rolling their eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then she opened her mouth and the most mellifluous sound came out.
Sure.
So we have to ask, what is it that causes us to think a singer should look a certain way? I mean, why should we be surprised about that? Because we have all this branding in our head as well. And it becomes political, additionally. You know, the fact of the matter is, once I understand my beliefs are infected in every area of my life and are self-limiting and fail to serve my highest best, if I'll stop, become mindful, and begin to monitor them, I can begin to gain power over them. The only way I'm going to get free will is to control what's in the unconscious, because it's going to continue to make the decisions for me.
Great. So when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, Eldon, let's chat about how to effectively control that unconscious so we can have a powerfully expansive and joy-filled life when we return.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Eldon Taylor, author of many, many books, including his latest, I Believe, When What You Believe Matters. Eldon, before the break, we were talking about how our unconscious mind once we become aware of it, we can begin to shift things so that our conscious mind can be in control of making the decisions. How do we do that, and how can it benefit our manifesting?
Okay, now I'm going to equivocate just a little bit there so that we're sure we understand it.
Okay.
The way the brain functions is very much like moving that foot and writing that letter. It's just going to function. So I have to learn to drive it based on its limitations. It's not likely that I am going to ever gain complete control over the unconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
no matter how mindful I become.
Right.
That's just the way we're built. So what is important, what is critically at issue, is that I control the information I put into my subconscious. If you will, for a minute, think of the subconscious. We'll just call it the unconscious, that part of our brain that is unconscious, meaning we're not consciously aware of what's going on, okay?
Sure.
And I don't mean that part we think of as preconscious, because the preconscious may be holding, a verse to my favorite poem, quotes the raven, nevermore. Mm-hmm. And although I know that, I'm not thinking of it. So I'm not talking about that part.
Right.
I'm talking about that part that for all intent and purposes, I don't access, okay?
That program stuff that we weren't really consciously aware that we were being programmed by.
Right. And that represents 90% of my choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we think about that as a large container, maybe, it's like a trash container, a dipsy dumpster.
Uh-huh.
And it has all this garbage in it that we just went through. Okay. The no don'ts and the fears and so on and so forth. And all this practice nonsense we got out of the media, everything we put in our long bag, and all of our defense mechanisms, defense strategies. And of course, for a defense strategy to work, it must be unconscious. So we have things maybe that are back there that we don't recall the situation that caused them to be there in the first place.
Right.
And to say nothing of our ability to... Let me give you a quick example there so that the audience understands. When I was a boy, I wanted to be a singer. I was going to be the next Wayne Newton or Mario Lanza, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm 6 or 7 years old. I'm practicing all the songs all the time. I learned the song Vio Con Dios, and I just think this is a lovely, wonderful song, and I sing it everywhere. And, you know, so we happened to be at a family reunion. My mother's side of the family, very white-collar, judges and, you know, business people. And my father's side, very blue-collar, loggers, farmers. And they didn't necessarily see eye to eye.
I bet.
So, you know, things were, the tension was kind of building. And my mother decided that she would diffuse that tension by putting me out in the middle of the floor and telling everybody I sang. Well, it was such a terrifying experience.
Oh,
my voice broke up. I ran from the room with tears in my eyes.
Aww.
And I guarantee you, I didn't sing for a very, very long time, even in the shower. That's it. I'm never going to be a singer, period, end of quotation.
Right.
Well, years passed, and I completely forgot about that. I mean, totally forgot about it.
Oh, sure.
And so then one day, you know, I'm doing some research, and a friend of mine at the University of Utah, Professor William Gilroy, chair of the chemistry department, said to me, hey, listen, Eldon, could you share this latest research with my honors group? And I said, sure, I'd love to. When are you meeting and where? And he said, well, we're meeting at Kingsbury Hall. Kingsbury Hall? What are you meeting there for, William? Uh-huh. Oh, you know, Black Chemists of America are in, and I've got about 800, you know, Black Chemists. As you know, I'm president of Black Chemists. I want them to hear, too. So we'll just do it at Kingsbury Hall. The minute he said that, my stomach went into a huge knot.
Hmm.
There is quite a difference between a classroom sitting around, you know, in all probability, but just a very informal gathering, you know, with 20 or 30 honor students. Then all of a sudden, I'm on a stage with a lectern in front of me, and there's 800 or 900 really bright people out there.
Sure,
that was huge to me. Well, on that day, I drove to Kingsbury Hall. I got out of my car. My stomach was, I was shaking all over. I took my coat off. I threw it on the front seat, and I took my long-sleeve white shirt, and I rubbed it around the tire of my car so I had evidence I had a flat tire, and that's why I couldn't attend.
Oh, no.
And I drove away. Now, you know, serendipity comes along, and a couple of weeks later, Christine, a performer asked me to do a custom program for performance anxiety. So I did this custom program for performance anxiety, and I finished it late on a Friday night. And you know, I grabbed the program. I had reservations at a cabin in a national park, so I raced out of my office with some paperwork and things and drove directly there, got in late. Once checked in, I'm in my room, and I thought, you know, I probably ought to listen to this cassette. This is, you know, many years ago, before CDs, I'd listen to this cassette to see if, you know, make quality check it before we ship it on Monday. So I put it on, and I sat back on my bed, and I started looking through some of the paperwork, and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dream. And the dream was a revivification of that experience when I was 6, 7 years old.
So it was illuminated
I
for you.
I sat straight up in bed. I looked into this, you know, see, my mother had passed over at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, Mom. Right then and there, I knew what my fear of public speaking was and where it had originated. Okay? But I had so forgotten that, that I was powerless to do anything but just shake almost violently all over at the thought of getting up in front of people and speaking.
Right.
Now, once you have these kinds of uncoverings, it's analogous to being a child in your bedroom and something in the corner frightens you. So you call Mom or Dad, you know, they open the door, throw the light on you. See, it's how you threw your pants or coat or something over the closet door or over a chair.
You have it explained, and so you feel better.
So they close the door, and they walk away, and now explained is right. Even though it's still there, it has no power over you. You know what it is. And that's what happens when we have these uncoverings. Well, so, okay, we have all of this and these mechanisms. Now, when I then say, all right, I'm going to monitor my thoughts. I am going to be mindful of all my thoughts. What happens is we discover that this GIGO and all this garbage that is in this giant container that we're talking about, begins to come out in our ants, our automatic negative thoughts.
Sure.
So we say, you know, I think what I'm going to do is something new. I really am tired of this whatever it is.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to be successful. This is the one I like because everybody relates to it. And it also can illustrate dissonance. I have asked people, and many times in all sizes of audiences, how many of you want to make $1 million this year? And mm-hmm. every hand goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody wants to earn $1 million. Okay, well, good. To earn $1 million, you know that you have to have that millionaire mindset. You know, you have to be a Bill Gates. You have to believe that you can make $1 million.
Yes.
So I want you to tell yourself, this year I'm going to earn $1 million. And see how long it takes before you start getting back talk like, sure, what are you going to do, rob a bank?
Uh-huh.
You really believe that? I've heard this nonsense before.
The unworthiness mind chatter that comes up for us.
Oh, that's right. Here it comes, just a chatter and running right at us, you know. When that happens, we need to stop and say, wait a minute, where is that thought coming from? Why is it that I don't feel I deserve? Uh-huh. When did I first acquire that? And, you know, if you're too busy and you can't, for all intent and purposes, work on it at that moment, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to pay attention. And as these thoughts come in, cancel them as well. You know,
yes.
You have that thought. I don't know that I can heal myself. I mean, I've heard about it, but, mm-hmm. but you know, there's a lot of difference between wishful thinking and really believing. You know, can I really believe this? When you hear those ants coming, cancel them. Cancel that one. Of course I can.
Yeah.
Of course I can get a hold of this. I've seen the research. The research shows that the power of belief performs miracles. Listen, there are multiple personality disordered patients on this planet who in one personality the eye color is blue, snap your fingers, eye color is brown.
Yeah,
one personality, they're hypoglycemic, snap your fingers, they have normal blood sugar. And I could go on, allergies, etc.
Right.
The only thing that has happened with these individuals is their belief about who they are has
mm-hmm.
changed, you know?
Right.
And that belief manifests in their physiology, bang, almost immediately.
Yeah.
So, of course, you want to say to yourself, of course I can believe this. Of course I, you know, and in that process, eliminate these negative thoughts. And that's the only way we're going to get free will.
Right.
Because
and
until then, we're letting that subconscious, that unconscious, make our choices for us.
And, Eldon, you're making a great point about also paying attention to the having the awareness of what's going on within, including the emotions. And I know in your book you talk about the importance of embracing those, and we're going to talk about that and the importance of letting go to this process when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, WBLQ, and Cable Radio Network. Eldon Taylor is my guest today, and Eldon, we've been having a wonderful conversation, and before we continue the conversation, I want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity to learn about this special offer you've got. Can you tell us a little about that, please?
Sure, I'd love to. You know, again, if you go to my website, Eldon Taylor, that's ELDONTAYLOR.com, there's a large banner at the top of the page featuring the book, I Believe When What You Believe Matters. There's a picture of the book and a celebration kind of banner. Click on that banner. Take a look at the page that loads. On that page, there are wonderful testimonies about the book from, you know, some really luminary people. There's $10,000, more than $10,000 worth of gifts from people like Christine who know that the power of belief is so much more than just positive thinking. It is your life. It is your potential. It is your opportunity to realize who you really are. And they have all gotten behind the launch of the paperback version. And the book comes with a free InnerTalk CD that we sell for $27.95 every day. The book is on sale for under $15 at both Barnes & Noble online and Amazon. You go out, get your book after you see this list of gifts, come back and put it in and put in your receipt number, and you can just begin to download them. And there are wonderful meditations. There are books, e-books. There are screensavers. Over $10,000 worth of gifts and prizes, most of which you can just download right now. You want to take advantage of that, and we'll keep those gifts up for at least a couple of months. So you don't have to like download 100 gifts today, because there's over 100 people providing gifts. You can download a few. You can work with them. Come back, download a few more. You know. It's kind of a Santa Claus offering, if you think about it. Yeah. You pay $15 for a book that by itself, when you read what famous people have said about this book, Lindsay Wagner, she says this book has changed her life. When you read what famous people have said about this book and what it has done for them, and if you've heard what Christine and I have been talking about today, And what we've spoken about is just the tip of the iceberg of what you'll get inside the book. The book itself is worth twice that.
Oh, yeah.
But add on all this other, it's like, hey, why wouldn't you go get it? Well, maybe you wouldn't go get it because you don't want to change. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, it is. But I think most people truly are in need and desire of change. And just don't know quite how to do that. And so this is a great way to help empower them. And, you know, before the break, we were talking, Eldon, about the awareness and shifting our thoughts. But one of the things you talk about, and one of the things I wholeheartedly believe, is you also need to pay attention to the emotions. The emotions are to be embraced and also to be made aware of, because doesn't that help illuminate what that underlying, the 90%, you know, programming is actually saying?
Oh, yes. You know, we often lie to ourselves over and over and over again. You know, there's a piece of research that I'm gonna quote now. And thank you, Christine, because this is something I haven't talked about in a very, very long time. I don't think I have ever talked about it on the air.
Oh, great.
But this piece of research was, and it's one of, if you Google the 10 worst experiments, it's going to turn up. But, you know, we had a prison physician who wanted to know what happened to the body, to the heart, when, you know, when you were being executed. He wanted to monitor it. So an inmate agreed to allow him to monitor his physiology during the execution. Okay?
Yep.
The inmate was cool, calm, collected. I mean, everybody watching him, he knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. He was a cool dude, you know?
Right.
From the outside, that cool appearance disappeared the minute they raised the rifles to shoot.
Uh-huh.
His heart rate raced to 120 beats.
Uh-huh.
When they said fire, the heart rate raced over 190 beats.
Wow.
Blood pressure was skyrocketing. His outside demeanor said, I am calm and cool. His mouth said, I am calm and cool.
Uh-huh.
He seemed to be lying to himself while his body went nuts.
Right.
As four bullets ripped through his body. They continued to monitor his heart after one of the bullets took a quarter of it out.
Uh-huh.
Irrespective of how we talk to ourselves, our emotions will tell us whether or not that's true.
And will be affecting our physicality as well as what it is we are programming for our future, right?
Critically, yes, absolutely. You know, listen, if the body says I'm uncomfortable with this, or the body says I love this, if we don't listen to that, we're imbeciles.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yeah, it's important information, essential information.
Yes. Now maybe we want to do something. You know, let's say that you have a fear of public speaking, the so-called number one fear in America. All right. And you want to be successful. Well, you're going to have to overcome that fear if you're going to be successful.
Right.
I mean, business people have to learn to deliver information in public, you know? So you can be a nerd, but you're still going to have to stand up at some point and share your ideas with the people that work for you, okay? You're going to have to learn public speaking. So let's assume that now you're going to work on that. Well, maybe you're going to use some affirmations or, you know, you're going to use some self-hypnosis or whatever you're going to do. You're going to be in that place where your mind is attempting to control the body. The body may well be resisting, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're walking out on that stage and you feel the blood pressure and the heart rate and, you know. But if you stay with it, you can get the body to cooperate with you.
Mm.
You can get the body to calm and I used post-hypnotic suggestions for years before I'd go into a courtroom and testify. And it was one simple one, relax now. And if I didn't use that, I had to buy a new sports coat afterwards, you know. The armpits were gone. It was that simple, Christine.
Yeah, and so you've got so much more wonderful information that I'd love to chat with you about, but we have run out of time, Eldon. Again, your website is eldentaylor.com. And Eldon, can you just tell us in 15 seconds or less how you'd like to inspire somebody? A message for our listeners today.
Well, I want everybody to remember this. Believing in yourself always matters. And Christine, thank you so much for this opportunity to share. And Benny, you're the best.
You're so welcome. And Benny has exited. We've got a little bit of a changing of the guard here. But I know he gets such a kick out of you. And I know our listeners today have benefited greatly. And we didn't get a chance to talk about attachment and this balance between letting go of attachment and our natural attachment. But I encourage you to pick up his book, I believe when what you believe matters. Now, one quick announcement. Let's see, the end of the month, I wanted to tell everybody on May 24th, on Friday evening at East West Bookshop, I'm going to be presenting there again, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the 111 Activation and Beyond, Tools to Transform Your Life. I'll be speaking about these, our energetic structures, the evolution that is underway relating to our structures, and some of the gifts that have been downloaded to help us shift so that we can live more empowered lives. Thanks for listening today. I've so enjoyed my conversation with Eldon, and I've so enjoyed having you. Even though I can't see you, I know you're there. Thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye. And next week, we have Dawn Clark stepping into your future, creating a new reality.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.